Encouraging every step. You're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and today I'm doing our Community Matters interview with Nathan Sayer. He is the local director of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Greater Huntington. And for those who have heard of Child Evangelism Fellowship and maybe they don't remember, or maybe those who never heard of Child Evangelism Fellowship, Nathan, could you tell us a little bit about what the organization is and what it is that you all do?
Yeah, absolutely. The organization Child Evangelism Fellowship, it's nothing new. It's been around since 1937, and it's not even just local or even just a United States thing. It's an international children's ministries organization. We are also interdenominational. We're our own separate nonprofit organization. We're not connected to one specific church or one specific church denomination. We work with any Bible-believing, Christ-exalting, gospel-preaching church or individual that is willing to work with us with the goal of evangelizing kids with the gospel, discipling saved kids, and seeing unchurched kids established in a relationship with a local Bible-believing church. And we do that through a variety of ways, really numerous or even innumerable ways of doing that. Our primary ministry that people are going to be most familiar with is the After School Good News Club. Good News Clubs meet primarily in after school programs, but they also meet in community centers or churches or neighborhood settings. Basically, anywhere kids would be, there could be a Good News Club.
Okay. About how many Good News Clubs do you have in this area?
We ended last school year, we were in 59 schools around the tri-state area. We had 59 school-based clubs that were taking place, and then we also had a handful of clubs that were meeting in like preschool centers or after-school daycare facilities. As the pandemic, shut things down.
Okay. And about how many kids do you all interact with on a regular basis?
Yeah. So last ministry year, and that actually just ended. The way our ministry calendar works is it is September 1st through August 31st. We ministered to 4,600 kids, over 4,600 kids, with the gospel through these Good News Clubs.
Okay. And then you mentioned that there were other arms of this besides just the Good News Club. Can you give me some examples maybe of things that people would be able to interact with you locally?
Yeah, sure. Our primary summer ministries that we have that we offer during the summer are called five-day clubs, which are essentially the same thing as Good News Clubs. They just don't meet weekly. They meet for a week, Monday through Friday, for an hour and a half approximately. And people will host these, essentially invite us into their home or their church, or they'll maybe pick a picnic shelter at a park or whatever, and we will come in and we will essentially do these backyard Bible clubs, kind of like a mini vacation Bible school in that location. We also help churches with conducting vacation Bible schools. We will come in and provide the material and the teachers, and we will help a church conduct their vacation Bible school. But then, throughout the year, we also do things that are like one-time outreach opportunities that we call party clubs. So we'll like theme maybe a party club around like a pumpkin party for October, and we're gearing up for Christmas party clubs throughout December, and a Valentine's party club, an Easter party club, whatever that looks like. And again, that's just kind of like a one-day special opportunity outreach that we do as well. Those are some of the main ones that I guess would be the ones that people would have easiest access to and maybe some sort of pre-knowledge about in some way.
Great. But now, Nathan, when your organization is doing something like the Good News Club, obviously 2020's school year is a little bit different from previous school years. How do you all do a club like this now? Or how do you adapt your ministry for 2020?
Yeah. Obviously, you know, when the school shut down in March, it definitely made us have to drop back and punt, I guess, to start thinking about how that is going to look and how it would look and how it is looking. Thankfully, we were, because of when the pandemic shut things down, we were pretty much wrapping up the Good News Club year for last school year, so it really didn't change or affect a whole lot there at the end of the year. But obviously, we knew it would be going into this school year, and it definitely has. So we have tried our best to get the church and volunteer teams from the churches that work with us in, you know, the particular school and their particular community to have to think essentially outside the box. A big part of our ministry is getting the church to think outside of the four walls of the church. Well, now we have to think outside of the four walls of the school building. So there's nothing that says that a Good News Club has to meet in a school. We just have legal access to conduct Good News Clubs in the schools. So if the schools aren't open to other things, then we just have to look at other locations where Good News Clubs can take place. So we've encouraged churches to have Good News Clubs in their facilities, on their property. Maybe, you know, in a community that's smaller, kids travel from bigger distances. Think about, you know, like a place in the community that is central. Maybe that's a community center, or maybe that's a volunteer fire department, or, you know, someone's home, backyard, whatever that may look like. And then the Good News Club would be hosted there. And then you can still distribute permission slips through the school, online, you know, through Facebook, whatever that may look like. And then the parents then take those permission slips and they decide whether they bring their kids to that or not. And, you know, it's essentially just being creative and saying, you know what, doing nothing is not an option. And we have to find a way to continue to take the gospel to these kids.
Okay, so you found a creative way to keep Good News Clubs going, even if they maybe are very different this year. But I know that another arm of this has been using Good News Radio, which we actually now play here on Walk FM on Saturday and Sunday mornings. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is for maybe those who haven't heard it yet?
Yes. One of the, I guess, outside of the box areas of ministry that our local chapter has thought about it is through a resource that our USA Ministries department came up with in a response was a concept called Good News Radio. Essentially, it's a podcast where there's CEF-trained professional teachers that are teaching lessons and posting them through podcast platforms. A idea that we had locally was, let's see if we could work it out to where we could air these pre-recorded podcasts on Walk FM on Saturday mornings and Sunday mornings in the 9 o'clock hour. There's a mini show as a part of that weekend morning show that these Good News Radio podcasts have been produced in a way where they are now going out through Walk FM.
Right. So Good News Radio is kind of like a mini skit or a play, and we are going to play those here on Walk FM. You may have already heard a couple of those episodes. They play on Saturday mornings and on Sunday mornings during the 9 o'clock hour if you want to tune in here to Walk FM. We're also posting episodes to our website at walkfm.org. If you happen to miss those broadcasts, go to walkfm.org and you can check them out right there. So if you had one message that you wanted people to make sure that they take away from this, that they remember from this, what would it be?
Churches and people, you know, have to think outside the box. You know, what I was saying about, you know, the Good News Clubs don't have to be in schools. I mean, essentially in spite of the circumstances, the gospel has to go forward. That's what we really need people to do. We need people to respond. It's hard for me to think that the gospel would stop simply because the circumstances in the world changes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how that's biblical. I don't see how that's what Jesus said. The Great Commission simply says that we're to go. It doesn't say go when things make sense. It doesn't say go when we feel like it's safe, or go when we fully understand things. That's not what it says. The Great Commission says go into all the world and preach the gospel. And if we're not doing that, then are we really being the church?
Absolutely. So now, for those who want to learn more or want to get involved and help out somehow, what should they do, or how can they get in touch with you?
The easiest thing to do would be to go to our website, cefhuntington.com. But they can also call us at our office at 304-522-3777. I'm in and out of the office, but if we ever have a message left, I will call them back. Obviously, we need prayers, just people consistently praying for our ministry, that we can continue to find ways, and that people will continue to respond in ways so that the gospel goes out to kids. We need people that are willing to be volunteers in clubs, willing to host clubs, willing to help promote clubs, whatever that looks like. We need help from people in getting more and more clubs established. And obviously we need provisions. We need people to financially support our ministry. We're 100% faith-based. We rely on God to supply all of our finances, and we need people, businesses, churches, families, to financially support our ministry to allow us to continue to expand and to grow the ministry.
Okay, so once again, that website is cefhuntington.com, or if you'd like to give them a call to learn more, the number is 304-522-3777. I want to say thank you to Nathan Sayer from Child Evangelism Fellowship of Huntington for being our special guest today. If you are part of an organization that's doing something to bless the community, I'd love to talk to you as well. Send me a message at communitymatters@walkfm.org. And who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you on the Community Matters interview. For now, my name is Kyle. You're listening to Walk FM, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.